Hello everyone, this is Lillian and it's time for our 3 minutes with the word audio devotional. Today's topic is keep the goal in mind and our anchor scripture is taken from the book of Nehemiah chapter 3 and verse 13. The valley gate was repaired by Hanun and the residents of Zanoah. They rebuilt it and put its doors with their bolts and bars in place. They also repaired 1,000 cubits of the wall as far as the Dung Gate. The last day, I started speaking about the image of the body of Christ that forms in my mind each time I read Nehemiah chapter 3. An image where, like the men of Israel in that scripture, all believers take their own specific roles, mind those roles, and work together to build what God expects of us. I want us to stay on that image a bit more. In Nehemiah chapter 3, some of the rebuilders worked on the actual walls. Some, like those in our anchor scripture, worked on putting doors and bolts and bars in place. Everyone worked on a different thing. Some people had a larger frame of reference, others just had to do doors, some others had to source and install bolts. Everything, everyone did a different thing. Whether walls, bolts, nails, or pillars, all these men were working together for a common purpose, to rebuild the wall. Imagine the absurdity if people began to compete for whose work was more superior than the other, for whose bolts were more expensive than the other person's door, for instance, or which brick was laid more neatly than the other. It would have been absurd. Why? Because they were working together for a common purpose. If this is as clear as it is, how come competition has crept into the body of Christ? We compare churches, we compare ministers, we compare assignments, when there is in fact no basis to. How do you compare a door with a pillar? How do you compare a wall to a bolt? There is absolutely no basis for comparison. Our walk with God is not a contest for whose portion of the wall is most beautiful. We are working together to achieve one purpose. So if your work is great and mine isn't so great, we reduce the standard of the entire work. There is no winner. That is why we must pray for each other and continue to encourage one another in the work of God. This individualistic ideology that has become the common sense of the world is not actually the way God intended for his body to work. We are connected, interconnected. We are not in competition. We are all building different parts of the same wall. And while oftentimes our work may look unrelated and disjointed, success, true success, is dependent on us working together in unity. 1 Corinthians 12:20 and 21 sums this up beautifully. But now are there many members, yet but one body. And the eye cannot say unto the hand, I have no need of thee, nor again the head to the feet, I have no need of you. We need one another. We really need to internalize this and begin to practice honor and love within the body. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for your word this morning. Lord, please give us grace to truly realize how dependent we are on each other. Continue to take all the glory, Almighty God. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Speak to you again soon. If you are blessed, please drop me a line on audiodevotional@yahoo.com or on our website at www.3minutesaudiodevotional.com. You could also follow us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter at 3 Minutes Audio Devotional. Remember, wrapped up in God's word is all you need for your change to come. Love you and bye.